Welcome to the Audio Renaissance presentation of Managing in the Next Society, written by Peter F. Drucker, adapted for audio by Richard O'Connor, produced by Tony Huds, and read by Arthur Mori. I did once believe in a new economy. The year was 1929, and I was a trainee in the European headquarters of a major Wall Street firm. My boss, the firm's European economist, was convinced that the Wall Street boom would go on forever. He wrote a brilliant book to prove conclusively that buying American common stock was the one absolutely foolproof way to get rich quick. Not yet 20, I was recruited to be the book's proofreader and its index maker. The book was published 2 days before the New York stock market crash and disappeared without a trace. And a few days later, so did my job. And so, when 70 years later, in the mid-1990s, there was all that talk of the new economy and of a perpetual stock market boom, I had been there before. At the time when everyone began to talk of the new economy, I became aware that society was changing, and more so as the decade progressed. It was changing fundamentally, and not only in the developed countries, but in the emerging ones, perhaps even more. The information revolution was only one factor, and perhaps not even the most potent one. Demographics were at least as important, especially the steadily falling birth rates in the developed and emerging countries, with a resulting fast shrinkage in the number and proportion of younger people and in the rate of family.